Welcome back to Wine at 40,000 Feet, and James is in the studio today. When I say studio, I mean the kitchen island.
How fancy.
This is Ola from Mexico, or should have been from Mexico.
That would have been fun, yeah.
Had some phone issues while we were away.
So. Yeah, we can. You can explain that one.
Yeah.
Back in cold Alberta.
I know, I thought it would feel colder than it does. I mean, I haven't really spent much time outside.
It's only 50 degrees difference.
This morning I was like, where's the heat and why is my breakfast being delivered to me?
Yeah, oh wait, it's right in front of me, my delicious drink.
Right, that's right. We decided instead of having wine tonight, since we're talking about our recent trip to Puerto Vallarta, we would have
pina coladas.
Pina coladas that James is very good at making. So,
yeah.
Cheers to that.
Clink.
Plastic. So one of the great things about working for an airline is our awesome benefits that we get.
It's true.
We get a little discount off of vacation packages. So we decided a couple months ago to do a trip to Puerto Vallarta with your parents.
Yeah.
We stayed at the Grand Marivel Resort and Suites, which I stayed at about 10 years ago for a wedding. A couple friends got, university friends got married, so went there. I thought, you know what, it was a good deal. Let's go back and see what it's like to have a family instead of only single people.
So when she says, let's go back, she was talking about herself.
The third person. Hey, Sherry, you want to go back? Sure, Sherry, let's go back.
Yeah, Sherry, this is going to be a great time.
It's definitely changed. It's bigger. There's more amenities now. Parts of it I didn't even recognize, but some of it looked familiar. What did you think?
It was nice. That's not saying much. the location was beautiful. Sunsets each evening. Beautiful soft sand.
It's on the Pacific side.
Pacific side. Beautiful soft sand. The buffet for the carnivore and me was, I was very, very pleased with. Papaya and orange juice in the morning. My omelet station. Bacon, on the other hand. They love to overcook their bacon.
And then it just breaks up into tiny little pieces.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm glad to piece together like a little...
child?
I was going to go with a bacon puzzle, but I guess you could also call me a child. The drinks were good. There was one staff member in the lunch place we went to.
La Bamba.
Yeah, she hated life.
Oh, man, she was miserable.
Yeah. So, you know, every once in a while, I'll see people like that, and I'll try to kill them with kindness. She was having none of it.
No. I remember the other day, a couple days ago, I went to get some food for the girls because she was cooking the hamburgers and the hot dogs. So obviously kid-friendly food. And at one point, she's standing behind the grill and one of the other staff members, servers or whatever, she had her phone out and she was showing the cook this picture or whatnot. And I felt like I was interrupting a personal time when I was asking for sustenance, and it was really awkward, but I was like, you know what? I don't really care because you're actually at work right now, so you're going to serve me because this is what I'm paying for, and you've been unhappy this whole week, so I'm over it.
Yeah. My story, so years ago I used to work in a kitchens, and I'm not a chef. I would call myself a cook, and she was doing the hamburgers and hot dogs, but she also had this container of raw something, raw fish, raw chicken, I couldn't tell, similar colors, and her hands were in the container with the rawness.
Gloves or no gloves?
No gloves. And I asked for my usual hamburger, cheeseburger with no bun, and a hot dog for one of the kidlets. So she grabs a paper towel, does a wipe of her hands, and then uses tongs to grab the already cooked hamburger patty, puts the cheese on it, and then, but when she puts the cheese on it, she's using her bare hands now, and I'm like, awesome. I wonder what degree of salmonella I'm going to get. I did not get an upset stomach, which was nice. However, there was panic for the next several hours. I still ate
it. When is this going to hit?
Yeah, when is this going to... How many of these beautiful beverages do I need to dilute the poison in my stomach? But, yeah, she just was not happy.
No, just miserable.
Some of the staff, very happy, very pleasant. My dad is fluent in Spanish, so that's very helpful. They pick up on his Argentine accent.
Yeah, totally. They totally do.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I guess there's different pronunciations, but the kids' club were great. Our oldest child enjoyed herself immensely. Face painting, cooking.
Art.
Art, yes, crafts. Art. Yeah, it was like kind of kindergarten all over again with bringing stuff home every day. It's like they're just kind of...
She drew a picture, or she painted a picture of the sunset.
She did?
The beach sunset.
Yeah, her version of what a sunset looks like.
It's cute.
Yeah. How's the pina colada?
It is delicious.
Yeah.
I would say better than the pina coladas that I had at the resort.
Oh, I'll take
minus the Añejo Bacardi.
Oh, yeah, shout out
which
to...
Which is the...
The secret sauce.
But...
Bacardi
and Añejo. We weren't able to find it at duty free yesterday.
No. He was very sad to say that. I'm pretty confident.
No, and no gin either.
No. They work on commission, so they're very eager to want to help you. Very aggressive with the sampling.
Tequila sampling.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
No, really.
Be drunk before you get on the airplane. I had one tiny, like half of a tiny little sample, and I was like, nope.
I think I had four. I mean, like, they're a little, but...
Super tiny.
Still delicious.
Still tequila.
Yeah.
In the raw.
Yeah. And a couple cigars. What else about the trip?
So let's start out with how our trip started. So we got there on the 10th.
Should we talk about parking or no? Or is that going too far back?
Oh yeah, we could go right back to how it really started before we even got to Mexico.
Yeah.
So I've been having a little bit of an issue remembering
to bring stuff to work.
Yeah, to take things like I have now forgotten my wallet twice since the new year. The first time, whatever, no big deal. I was only gone for a day, really, so I survived.
Yeah.
However, I got to work and realized I forgot my wallet on a five day. That's a long time without money.
Because they offer you per diems. However, it's on a paycheck after the fact.
Yeah.
It's not like they, you know, the captain gives you a 20 for each, you know, meal. That'd be fun.
Luckily, I knew one of the girls on my pairing, so I had set up my World Bank wallet, but it only works with tap. And so the first night we were in Saskatoon, and I'm going way back. Anyway, she spotted me the first night. I figured it out. The rest of the pairing took some money out, and then so then James is like, "Hey, you can't forget anything else on this trip because your track record lately isn't very good."
Yeah.
So we're at the airport.
We're
in Calgary.
So it's cold. It's winter, and I'm going to drop them off at the door, and then I'm going to go to the staff parking. So I turned to Sherry and...
But we were at the airport.
Oh, we were at the airport.
And I just noticed his list and that this item was not on his list either.
So my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about it.
We weren't using my pass. We were using hers because I don't have access anymore.
So we get to the airport and James was like, "Oh, do you have your red pass?"
No, where's your red pass? Not do you.
And I'm like, I don't know. It's... crap, it's at home. And there was no time to go back.
No.
We don't live far, but there was no time to turn back to get it. So we had to pay for parking.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't ridiculous.
That was whatever. At the end of the day, we had our passports. We had everything else we needed. Yeah, pay for parking.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Jerry Seinfeld hates that saying. It is what it is.
Yeah. You know, there's free parking or there's $87 parking. So
but
clearly money bags over there.
Life happens. I had, you know, my track record wasn't good. You didn't write it on the list. You didn't remind me to take mine. I wasn't in work mode. I was in vacation mode. And I just wasn't thinking about parking. I was thinking about going on vacation, getting to the airport,
listeners,
getting dropped off.
Listeners, are you hearing what I'm hearing? Weak excuses.
Anyway, so whatever. We get, flight down was great. Kids were good.
Yeah, smooth. Both children were well behaved. Like, the ultimate compliment is when people sitting around you were like, oh, there was kids there. And you're like, yes. On threats of death, we tell them to behave on a plane, and they did.
And then
I'm joking. Just okay.
We get to a resort. The sleeping accommodations weren't great in terms of the type of room that we were given. One king bed. Two kids, two adults. One king bed. We're not co-sleepers.
Yes.
I mean, if you're a co-sleeper, great.
Wonderful setup. For co-sleepers, the Maribel, whatever it's called, resort co-sleepers, this is your place.
They had put a single cot in the room, but we have two kids and one bed.
Yeah. Well, we'd also plan to split the kids up, one with my parents and one with us.
It wasn't necessarily set in stone, that plan, but the hotel decided they were going to set that in stone because they knew that this party was traveling together. Four adults, two children.
Yeah.
So we shipped off one kid with the grandparents, same setup, one king bed, one cot.
Yeah. Do you think they gave us adjoining rooms?
No, room in between.
Yeah. So, I mean, because we've done that before when we've had that little, the connecting door, and that was nice. However, I don't think the people in the room between us would have liked us, like, walking through in the morning or at night. Hola!
But we made it work. I mean,
yeah.
No privacy, but that's life, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah. Thanks, kids.
We had our own vacation a few months ago.
We did?
Cancun.
Oh.
1 week, no kids.
Oh, so a year ago.
Well, April.
Okay.
So anyway, we get there on the 10th. The next day is my birthday, the 11th. And we're down at the pool, and we had purchased a big inflatable unicorn for our oldest as a surprise.
That went over well.
Yeah, it was a big hit.
Yeah, oh, hey, there's the unicorn family.
Anyway, so I'm in the unicorn. I have my first drink in the unicorn, a pina colada, I think you got me. And I was like, hey, James, take my picture. In the unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the smallest child, we'll call her Fearless, decides to just jump in the water. No.
It wasn't shallow.
No.
Like,
4, if not maybe even 5 feet. And
it took me a second to even, like, I saw it happen, but you know, like, it just takes a second to react. You had your back turned. I don't even know how I got your attention.
Oh, I heard the splash. And then, unfortunately,
you had my phone
in your hand, and I just didn't hesitate.
Full on Baywatch.
And then just jumped right in.
So my phone was, but still not working properly.
No.
It works sporadically.
Yeah, people around were a little like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, oh.
Whatever, they didn't even react.
They were staring.
Anyway, so she, luckily.
She's good.
Yeah.
Dad to the rescue.
Didn't stop her from trying to do it again, though.
No. So then when she walked near a pool, she had floaties on.
Yeah.
Or one of us was holding her hand.
She pretty much had floaties on as soon as we left the room.
Yeah.
Till we got back to the room.
Yeah, if she could have formed the full sentence of, this is embarrassing, why do I have to wear floaties everywhere? She would have.
So I never got a picture in the unicorn the whole week just because my phone didn't work.
I was also in the unicorn.
Yeah.
A lot of guys would swim up to me and be like, what's with the unicorn? I'm like, you're just jealous. Or they're like, that's amazing. I'm like, I really appreciate that. You have daughters? I'm like, this is the only way I can pull this off. If I had sons, I wouldn't be floating around in a unicorn.
You never know.
I don't think.
You never know.
You don't know.
So then that day you also thought you lost your cool cassette deck t-shirt.
Yeah, beautiful black t-shirt, cool cassettes on it. However, I had the shirt on. We went down and I came back to the room, took the shirt off.
And
just went down just with the bathing suit on. Thought I wore it down.
A couple trips to Lost and Found. Obviously no t-shirt. Go back to the room.
Whoa! The t-shirt fairy returned it to the room. And I didn't actually lose it poolside. Although, I thought someone may have taken it. And I was like, well, that'd be really silly if they wore it.
It's pretty unique.
And we had this whole conversation planned out. That's an amazing shirt. Where'd you get it? Did you get it from my wife? Or yeah. Turns out, I just simply forgot where I put it.
The next day, not so lucky.
No, my nice Ray-Bans.
Prescription.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
So I was in the surf, boogie boarding with the older daughter. And
you gave me?
I gave you.
A hat with your sunglasses.
I gave the daughter's hat and my sunglasses to my wife, thinking that that would be secure.
And then your mom took the hat and the sunglasses
never
got that. We had the hat.
Yeah, the hat. Sunglasses. The hat resurfaced. So
we don't know.
Holidays in Mexico with no sunglasses. So I went to the little store in the resort.
Well, they had
gift shop.
They had a bad selection.
Yeah, and like 650 pesos. And I was like, oh, for a pair of sunglasses that I'm not super loving. And then, you know, the vendors on the beach. So to go from 650 to 200 pesos, and they were basically the exact same Ray-Bans that I had.
Well, with the glued on Ray-Ban side.
Ray-Bans.
For
200 peso. Managed, 150 peso and $5 American. 120.
So we thought maybe we'd find the sunglasses when we packed up, but
yeah,
we don't know. Hopefully somebody's enjoying your scratched up prescription sunglasses.
I mean, at the end of the day, they were 2 years old. I was due for a new pair. There was a couple pretty good scratches on them.
I'd like to know what happened to them.
Yeah. Wish I had a better story, like a stingray took them, but not the case.
Nope, not the case at all. Going back to my birthday, it did end off on a fun note.
Your birthday?
We went to the show. Yes. Every night there was entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Like every resort, they have entertainment at nighttime.
Usually family friendly.
So, was called The Perfect Couple.
So they wanted volunteers from the audience, so we just looked at each other and bam, our arms went up. Not a lot of people were volunteering, so that should have been our first. Well, we were going to volunteer anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, why not? You know, you're in Mexico.
Exactly.
And we went on stage. There was a...
We didn't know what to expect.
No? No, we didn't.
It was like, what, five couples?
Four
couples.
We were number four.
Right.
And a nice couple from Winnipeg, couple from the States.
Alaska,
Juneau. And then another one from, like another Canadian couple.
I think they're from Winnipeg as well. Saskatoon.
Saskatoon?
They're from Saskatoon.
Yeah.
You know, the young one, the one that was in everything that has some sort of relationship with the staff at the resort. And we never figured that out.
Yeah.
Pro athlete.
Yeah. So the first thing they wanted us to do, introduce ourselves and where we're from, And then they got us all to stand up. That was the first contest, right?
Yeah.
So I love music. Sherry's a music fan as well.
But I'm not good with lyrics, though.
And I thought I thought I was. Not singing them. I love music. Can't sing well. And they got us to go back and forth singing lyrics. And you can't repeat the same song.
Otherwise, you're out.
Otherwise, you're out. So, I mean, you're thinking to yourself, oh, okay, let's think of a Beatles song, or let's think of...
It's so hard to think on your feet.
Yeah. So there's a nursery rhyme that I created from an Iron Maiden song, Running Free. And so that was our first one. And then after about 4, 5, 6 songs...
And you just thrust the microphone on your face, and you're supposed to just sing a song.
You go next.
There's no time
and
to
you
think.
Again.
Like...
And, oh... So then
I didn't realize I sang the song that someone else sang. I didn't know why we were out at first.
Yeah.
I was like, why are we sitting down?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, why are we being ushered off the stage?
I copied the Winnipeg couple.
Yeah.
So 3 and 4 were out first.
So then for the rest of the holiday, all we kept doing was singing songs to
lyrics to songs. Where were you?
Yeah, where was this mind? Thanks.
It was so hard.
Yeah, fun. So that was the first thing we did.
And then the balloons.
Well, balloons was towards the end.
No, that was second.
That was the second thing? 3 balloons. And
3 positions.
3 positions, and I stood still, and Sherry came running towards me trying to pop the balloons. And I knew right away the orange...
Chest to chest.
The orange balloon. Chest to chest, she was aggressive. She ran hard at me and, like, bounced. The audience loved it. And...
Well, it was a timed...
Timed, of
yeah.
course. And then the second one was from behind.
No, on the lap. That's the one I couldn't get.
Oh, the
lap. That was the orange one.
Yeah.
To jump on.
So, the balloons on my, we'll call it groin. And then...
It wouldn't pop.
No, and I knew it wouldn't. The orange one. And it wasn't inflated enough.
Like, I was jumping and jumping.
One of the hosts, he and I, we kind of helped and... We tried to pop it.
We came dead last over in the doggy style position, if you will.
Yeah.
Which the last couple from Alaska, that was hilarious because she couldn't pop that balloon.
No.
And she just kept ramming him and ramming
him.
Yeah. Oh man, it was so funny. Just giving it to him from behind.
Yeah. He, the look on his face is like,
I feel violated.
Yeah.
But they were older, too. Like,
yeah.
It was hilarious.
She was aggressive. She was into it.
And then they took all the girls out to this room behind the stage.
Made all the men stand on chairs.
We had to feel your leg to figure out... Blindfolded to figure out which...
A body part. We need you to touch a body part and identify which one is your husband's or partner's. And...
But they told us downstairs... That basically you guys were going to kiss whatever girl thought that was her husband.
Yeah.
And we were all silent down there. It was just like pure panic on our, like, I'm not sharing. Like, this is not part of the deal. Like, this is weird. Like, I'm not really into this.
Yeah.
Nerves just racing through our bodies. I was last to go. And,
So
I won because I could see your shorts.
Yeah. My calves were chosen twice, but we would switch at the last minute.
I just didn't realize how soft they were.
Well, thank you, I think.
Like, at first I didn't think it was your leg.
Yeah.
And then it was you.
Yeah.
So then we won that one.
Yeah.
And then it came down to... Oh, then...
Well,
we need to get stuff from the
rope,
audience.
Skipping rope thing.
Oh, yeah, there was a bunch of stuff anyway. We tied at the end with the Winnipeg couple. We came in, both of us came in from dead last.
Yeah.
And then it was supposed to be a beer drinking competition, but obviously I couldn't do that.
No.
So we had to do a dance off.
A dance off.
Which they won because they had like 18 family members in the audience.
Yeah, we only had.
They literally had like 16 because they went in for dinner and they're like, we have 16 people in our party.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big crowd, so...
No, so they got the bigger cheer than we did.
So they won.
Shoes. We had to gather shoes
from the
audience. Yeah.
Point is, we almost won.
We almost won.
But I don't even know what the prize was. A t-shirt and... think some jewelry or something.
Jewelry. Bought two bottles of tequila, those little ones.
Yeah, that would have been worth it.
Yeah, so that was a fun night. There was a Michael Jackson. There was a Moana.
A live Moana. That was pretty... Girls loved that.
Yeah. It was a pirate night. And then a Mexican-themed night where they had the different dances from the different regions in Mexico.
Yeah, because they did a Mexican theme night for dinner.
Yeah.
In the main courtyard area.
Courtyard area. Had
it was really cool.
Delicious, authentic.
Like, yeah. Everything. Obviously, it's everything. Mexico. And it was just...
Yeah. And, yeah, delicious. The funny thing was, the last night we had three reservations. The rest was at the buffet. And a Mexican restaurant we went to, the food was actually... not great.
They messed up my order and they wouldn't...
Yeah.
Like, if anyone's going to order a salad at this table, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
And...
she didn't even get a salad.
So I left. I went to the buffet and had a salad. For real. I was like, I really want to have a salad.
The kids also timed out at that point, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The margarita was phenomenal that
night. And the guacamole.
And then stone... like the mortar and pestle bowl... a stone bowl, and then they ground it
right
there.
Which you Instagrammed the video of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had 40, I think, views on it or something a couple days ago. Last time I checked.
Ryan told you to stop showing off with your food.
Yeah. I showed three pictures on my massively popular Instagram page.
But Ryan does make really good guacamole as well.
All six of my followers. Yeah. Oh, it was good. Yeah.
I think that my favorite night was the Mexican night, though.
Yeah. That was, And the girls had little pretty
dresses. I love mariachi.
Oh, yeah. A great mariachi band on stage.
They had a really cute Valentine's Day little get-together in the courtyard the next day as well.
Yeah.
That was cute. The big heart photo frame.
Mm-hmm. Got a great family picture.
Yeah.
Also, not on my famous Instagram page, yours.
Yeah. It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know it's real. It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
Unless you're 15 and Facebook doesn't exist.
Yeah. Ooh, no one's on Facebook anymore. Ooh.
Instagram.
Yeah. And the weather. Weather was great.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, nice and hot.
Every day.
Yeah.
Hot, sunny.
I went from slightly burnt to burnt to slightly burnt.
And I'm actually proud of myself. Usually I get a pretty good burn every time I'm in the sun.
Yeah, usually one day you charcoal yourself.
I didn't.
I never got badly burnt, but I definitely got reddish.
I didn't. I was good.
Yeah.
Proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. Now you've had a couple...
bad burns. Very bad.
Very badly burnt.
But not this time.
No. None of the kids had bad burns, which was nice, so we could be out in the sun every day. Yeah.
So I decided that the only way to really survive traveling with parents and children...
Well, for you in-laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is to basically just be, like, slightly tipsy all day.
We're not saying day drunk.
We're saying
a glow.
Relax.
Yeah,
no worries. It's vacation. Who cares?
Do you want another? Sure. And then they come by, like, 5 minutes later. You want another? I'm good. Do you want another? Well, okay.
And I said I was going to drink. I was drinking gin soda with lime because it was a low-calorie... beverage.
She's fancy.
And then you have to figure out which bars make stronger drinks.
Yeah.
Because not every bar makes them the same.
Yeah.
And so at La Bamba, that's where they made the strongest drinks.
Yeah. Where Miss Congeniality works.
Yeah. So a couple days I was pleasantly buzzed.
Yeah, you had a couple good afternoons. I love my beach volleyball, so I got to do that several times.
You left me alone with the kids, so...
Mama got day drunk. But not drunk.
Nope.
No.
Just.
Which was, she was behaved.
Just happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither of the kids drown.
Luckily.
And, yeah. Sand was hot playing beach volleyball. There was kids. There was this little, well, one, the Winnipeg couple, their son Wyatt. I would guess he maybe 8. He was a good little volleyball player. So on his last day, our last day at breakfast, that's why
that's how you knew his name.
That's why I said, see you later, Wyatt. Big old smile on his face. Kid's an athlete. So look out for a kid from Winnipeg named Wyatt.
And I always thought when you traveled with your parents or your in-laws that the whole, not the whole point, obviously, but like one of the upsides to traveling with grandparents was that you would get some free time together without kids.
Hey, why don't we look after the kids and you two just go walk on the beach or have lunch or...
Or go for dinner and we'll take the kids to the buffet or
we'll take
something,
both,
right?
We'll take both kids tonight. That didn't take place.
No.
So, I mean... was it nice to be away from a Canadian winter? Yes. Could it have been a little better with a little alone time?
I mean, we didn't ask.
No.
But usually your mom will offer.
Yeah.
But your dad just kind of did his own thing.
Yeah.
He hung out when it was convenient. We met up for meals.
Yeah. He showed up big time on the on the last day, though.
Big time?
Yeah, he spent that whole hour with the kids.
But he enjoyed all the quality time that he had with them. It was a great, great vacation for George.
Yeah.
And you guys went on a bicycle ride?
We did.
Why don't you tell the listeners about your bicycle trip with Hatley and your dad?
So there's that little, like, seat you can have behind your seat that you put the kid in. And there was a strap, which was nice. Because I'm confident that if Hatley was not strapped in, she would have fallen out. Because that's the kind of child she is. It's not that she's clumsy. It's just that she likes to. I call her my little jumping bean. Sweet,
curious,
sweet pea.
But all kids are curious. But.
Yeah. She had a helmet. I'll throw that one out there as well too. And happy to be wearing it. And she held her little water bottle. And then I had her hold mine too. She only dropped it like 19 times. And so my dad.
But your dad asked you to like. Hey, let's go on.
Hey, why don't we go on a bike ride? I'm like.
So I hung out with your mom. Yeah. And Amelia was in kids club. It was great.
And you get along well with my mom. And so we go off on this bike ride. My dad rides a bike as often as he can or used to. He's got bad knees now. But so we're going from the resort to Salalita. It's not that far. It's hot out. And
you went to Busuriyas.
Sorry, Busuriyas. And we're on this lovely path. We're stopping every once in a while. Hatley's giggling. He wanted to go by the resort that they stayed at the previous month. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the guard at the gate stops. And my dad's speaking Spanish to him. And then he wants to go like walk around this resort. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I thought so we went back on the road, went to Busuriyas. We're getting into Busuriyas, and it turns from like pathway to cobblestone, and we're bouncing along the cobblestone. Hatley's just giggling away, so I'm having fun, and it's a bit of a hill, but not a big deal. And he kind of gets ahead of us, and I had to stop for a quick sec, but I knew where he was in front of us, and I had an eye on him. And then we're going down the cobblestone a little further, and then he just full-on Houdinis, just disappears. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe he went up this road. No bicycles, no. So I go further down this road, so I turn around and come back. Nope. I'm like, oh, maybe there's some folks that I can ask. Have you seen an older man on a... No one's
English.
You
know where he went, though? He went into a hotel to get water. And to use the washroom, but
didn't say
anything.
Nothing. And so then we went into, I wanted to take Hatley and see like the little storefronts and to see the beach. And I'm like, yeah, maybe he's waiting somewhere. No, he just left.
But didn't this happen to your parents like during the Olympics in Vancouver?
Yeah.
And didn't they?
They lost each other for a bit.
And they both don't carry cell phones.
No.
It wasn't a bit. It was a long time.
In Vancouver Olympics, there's like thousands of people around. So I got back safely with...
Well, your dad got back first because he came down to the pool where your mom and I were.
And
he's like, oh, is Jamie back? We got split up. I don't know.
When you rented the bikes, you wrote your out time. And then your bike number and your room number. And then, so I got back and there's nothing on the sheet from him. So I put a little check mark in terms of one of the bikes got returned. And then Hatley left her water bottle. So we had to walk back and still nothing was on the sheet and got the water bottle. And my dad's...
He was not fazed when I saw him.
No.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be back, I'm sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
because he's not young, so I'm like, well, this would be awful if he like fell off the bike or, because it was warm that day, but yeah, no.
Just, not a care in the world when he came back.
No.
So then you guys finally meet up.
Yeah.
And you're asking him what happened.
Yeah, like on the cobblestone, what happened? And he kind of disappeared, and. You know, we went down the road and came back, and you know, his response was,
"Well, I guess that's it."
Yeah.
Well then.
And then it was just onto
like,
a
that
new,
was, yeah, just
onto a new conversation.
He didn't want to talk about it anymore. He just like, "You're back. I'm back. We're all back."
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
then,
no harm, no foul. But now,
yeah, he just and then, like, it's so weird. He just didn't want to acknowledge that you didn't come back together.
Yeah.
So then the next couple days later...
He talked about wanting to go for a bike ride again.
At breakfast. But we didn't have breakfast together. They had breakfast first.
Yeah.
And then... So you're like, hey, Dad, like, we're done breakfast now. Do you want to go now? He's like, well, no, I'm going to go read my book. I'm going to go for a swim. And maybe later. Well, later is going to be way too hot.
Yeah.
So, yes...
I guess
that's it.
All right.
Well then.
Guess it's a one and done bike ride.
Well then, George, I guess it's not on your timetable, so
no.
It's not happening today.
My apologies. Yeah.
Oh, George.
Yeah.
He runs his own little schedule.
It's true.
If you fit into it, super.
Yeah.
If you don't...
Oh, well.
Well then.
Well then.
So what would you say your high point of our vacation was?
I mean, I can still picture, so in the pool area, lots of like an adult only pool, kid friendly pool, and then like a kid specific pool with a water slide, like a ramp.
It's a pretty good.
Pirate ship.
Yeah.
With a little mini ramp on it.
Yeah, it's a pretty... It's a pretty cute setup.
Hatley.
The water in the pools was like temperature wise was amazing.
Sometimes like you get into the water in the morning, it's like it's really cold.
Oh,
and then
so great.
I always judge Sherry on how cold the water is in terms of how many minutes/hours it takes her to actually get in. And she was in the water like right away. So I was like, oh, okay, it must be like a hot tub. So the kids' pool area had this
really
ramp.
Was like a hot tub.
Yeah. And this kids' pool area, and they had an actual hot tub too.
Mm-hmm.
Not like bubbly regular water, like actual hot
tub.
Yeah,
that was nice.
So there was this ramp and water going down it, and Hatley just had this huge smile on her face, just
no fear,
just zipping down that and just laughing and
up down,
and she'd kind of look for us and then just come rocketing down.
Near the end, she was going down her tummy.
Yeah. She went down, that was her big sister, went down backwards. sometimes the staff would be watching, and they would have their whistles out. And
oh, you missed the best part. So you were, I don't know where you were, but these, a lot of French Canadians, Quebecers love going to Mexico. They just, a lot of resorts are just, Cancun always has tons, but there were a few in, at our resort, Puerto Verde. I got to speak French a few times.
Yeah, to the rescue.
Someone like sought me out. I don't know. It was weird.
I also.
No, no, you weren't there.
Well, the one I.
Yeah.
I,
you yelled for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this these three French, two ladies, one man, and they were probably like 80 years old. Well, 75. And they climb up the steep steps to the slide and the kids pool. And three in a row, and the lifeguard, he kind of blows his whistle, and we're all the adults, all the parents think it's hilarious, right? Like, we're just let them go. Like, they're old, who cares, right? They're going to harm anybody. So he kind of blows it a second time, but he's not, you could just tell he thought it was hilarious too, and he was not going to stop them. He just had to do his due diligence by blowing his whistle a couple times. So they go down, and they're just laughing, right? Like, so I tell them in French, I'm like, oh, that was so funny. Like, you should do it again. And they're like, no, we're just going to go one time. And then even the lifeguard says, come on, just go one more time. And they're like, they just thought they were so funny. And they just walked off just giggling like little children. It was so cute. That was probably one of my highlights, just seeing these old people just having the time of their life. They're probably half in the bag. I don't know. But it was pretty cute to see.
Yeah.
Old and young. You live, relive your childhood when you get old again.
It's true. Start in diapers, end in diapers.
It's true. Stroller to wheelchair. James is literally drinking pina colada from the blender container. Reliving your college days or what?
Bartending days. No, I would never do this. Not professional.
You guys didn't do that, like, when nobody was around?
No.
Or do you even do blended drinks?
Well, at one place, the Tiki Bar. Bamboo.
Bamboo. But yeah, it was really cute watching the kids just have a blast. Amelia making friends everywhere she goes. Hallie wasn't really into... She played a little bit with some kids, but she's kind of doing her own solo trip, like her Papa.
Papa Junior.
Papa Junior.
Well, I mean, she would see someone similar to her height, but sometimes there was a language barrier, which is kind of amazing because it doesn't matter if it's English, Spanish, or French. Kids will play.
And obviously ice cream was their highlight. Ice cream probably twice, three times a day.
Yeah. But like beach volleyball was nice. The room was nice. I mean, shower was good. The selection at the buffet was good. The omelet lady for the first 5 days was on point. Couple of the bartenders there were great. One of the swim-up bars, painfully slow. I was also not throwing around money at the... that probably did not help my cause for the speed of my service. But
whatever. It's not like you went there for free.
It's true. We may have put up some dineros.
We did tip. Just
we did.
I tipped where I got the stronger gin and sodas.
Yeah.
I knew where my money just deserved to be.
Yeah.
I would say my low point was just our lack of alone time. Like, I was just expecting to have at least one dinner without the kids.
Yeah.
I think that would have been nice.
Yeah.
Like, especially on my birthday. You know, like,
yeah.
Hey, you guys want to have dinner together for your birthday, or maybe go into town together.
Yeah. Do you want to do an excursion?
Nothing.
Swim with dolphins.
I would have gone into town with you, but I was not taking the kids.
No.
No stroller, no...
Those, like, leash things are kind of frowned upon.
Like, it just wasn't going to happen. The Catley's just still too little.
Yeah.
For that, yeah. In my opinion. But, yeah, I just wish we had a little bit of time together.
Yeah. The mini putt course was...
Okay, that's one thing that has not changed in a bad way.
Yeah.
For like the last 10 years that I haven't been there.
Because the mini putt course at the Moon Palace was
pretty good.
Top notch.
This was. They just need to tear it up and either redo it or just forget about it.
Yeah, put a garden in.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was.
We only played once, whereas at the Moon Palace last year,
it was almost daily.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Of course, it was also just the two of us, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Got some really nice pictures of the heights. A lot of beautiful hibiscus flowers. A couple of nice sunset photos.
With your new phone, your Google Pixel 2?
Yeah. Man, that takes great pics. Pixels.
That's one thing I was really disappointed about, my phone not working. Because I wanted to be able to take pictures.
Yeah.
If only we had brought our nice camera, you know, we paid lots of money for.
Yeah.
But then there's the risk of it getting stolen. And
it's bringing it. And then when you don't have it, that's when the kids do the cutest thing. And you don't want to one of us needs to stay with the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it is amazing, though, like at resorts, besides your sunglasses, who knows what happened to those. But
yeah.
You just leave stuff, and it's there.
Like the ruthless law of
the towels
and the lawn chairs.
At the adult pool, your mom and I were talking to this. It's all older people that are over there, the quiet pool.
Yeah.
And
the
adults get up at 5:30 in the morning and put towels down because there's not a lot of seating over there.
Yeah,
well, and it's more shaded, and
yeah.
Obviously, I was like 5:30. There's not a chance I would get up at 5:30 in the morning to save a seat.
Well, the first Murder She Wrote starts, I think, 4 in the morning, so they're probably up at 3:45 getting up.
Oh, yeah, you missed the other.
So
the day that James went on his bicycle trip, quote unquote, with his dad.
With my dad on my way. Yeah,
started out with father. I was at the adult pool because I didn't have any kids. And your mom and I were talking to this other older, they were like 82 from Duncan.
Which is just north of Victoria on the island, Vancouver Island.
And they've been married for 62 years. And then, so we're chatting, whatever. And then your mom says something like, well, I'm glad that you're happy. And she says, I didn't say I was happy. I just said we're still together. And it was so funny because we've been married for 7 years and you're talking to somebody who's been married for so much longer.
Yeah.
Like eight times longer than...
A little more than that.
Yeah, but still. It's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Almost 9 times longer than we've been married.
Yeah.
Minus a year. And, I didn't say we were happy. I just said we were still together.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents had their, 50th, last year?
Yeah. Your mom and I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But good for them. They're still traveling.
Yeah. That's all I want at that age is, you know, still have that quality of life. Not necessarily with your partner. 62 years. That's an accomplishment.
But our generation, people just never see that because we don't, well, some people will, but we get married too old now to be married for that long. That's a long time to be with somebody.
Yeah, fresh out of high school. Okay, let's get married. Yeah.
Well, there's that flight attendant that I worked with. She's got married at 19. She's only 20. They could easily, if they stay together, they could reach 60 years. Yeah. I actually told her that when we were working together. I'm like, you know, you could actually reach like 60 years. Which is crazy. Like, it's crazy nowadays.
Yeah, every once in a while you'll see like the...
Well, Stefan and Rocky got married super young. Yeah. Dan and Tracy.
Yeah, Dan and Tracy, they're what, coming up on 20 or...
Coming up... Yeah, I think it's 20 this year. Eesh. In December.
Yeah.
And they're only early 40s.
Yeah.
But for us, we'll never...
Yeah,
we're
no.
We're too old.
Yeah.
But...
Pretty sure in my early 20s, I was not marriage material. Nope.
Chances are, now if you get married at 20, it's not going to last anyway.
No.
You don't even know who you are when you're 20 years old.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steph. I'm not... You guys are different. I just... For me, I would never... It would never last.
Yeah. Whereas I was thinking more on lines of The Bachelor with... what's her face with the short hairdo?
Becca?
Yeah.
Missing person?
Yeah.
Her mom... I think that's real.
Yeah.
I really do think her mom thought she went missing.
Wild.
Anybody? Global News?
Yeah. Because she's got, what, she's 13 years younger or something like that?
She's 36 than the and Bachelor. She's 22.
14, yeah.
But age is just a number, though.
It's true.
She doesn't seem any less mature than anybody else on there.
No.
And he likes her.
He does. Yeah, she's received many a rose.
She's a hot piece of, you know what, I guess. She's young.
Yeah.
She's still toit.
Okay, what else you got on the list there, Sherry?
What was your low point?
Low point was the mini putt.
That was your low point?
Yeah, low point was the mini putt.
And the flight back was...
The bacon. The bacon was also a bit of a low point for me. The bacon puzzles. The burnt bacon puzzle.
The martini, so...
Oh, the martini bar.
Martini bar was...
That was a
I do
highlight.
Love, so, we got gin martinis in the lobby of the hotel. The first couple nights.
And you like your martinis...
Dirty.
I like mine dry.
But they're okay in the lobby.
Well, yours were awful.
Anyway, your dad like loves martinis as well. He didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, George, there's a martini bar on the very top floor.
So George was on board. So of course we did this.
Well, I knew he would be, but I was going to go up there anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, like totally different caliber of martinis up there. Obviously better liquor. Probably because it's not very popular, they can afford to put better gin and vodka up there. I don't know.
Pretty sure we were drinking the well stuff downstairs.
Well,
and
it
then
was
the
gin. It was the Gordon gin or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Watered down... I don't know. Anyway, but one, you know, a good martini, you get a little buzz off,
yeah,
right?
A little warmth.
So the last night we were there, we went up... Before the Mexican dinner, we had martinis up there again.
Yeah, and
you
had a second one.
Which we shared, kind of. You had most of it.
Yeah.
You were a little tipsy.
I was feeling good.
Then we had
good.
A margarita.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were both...
I was feeling pretty good. So
it's always fun to see you a little
yeah.
a little tipsy, because it doesn't happen very often.
No.
Giggly.
Giggly. So we got up to go to the bathroom, and my foot got caught on the bottom.
I just heard commotion.
Thud. And
he pulled a Sherry.
Yeah, full on. Went to get up, and my foot heel caught the bottom of the chair, and I flipped it over.
Nothing this year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
Patley.
Pat, yeah. Where's the child? Who did this?
Oh, wait. They were out of the restaurant.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I was already behind them. So, yeah. Martinis were good that night.
Yeah, they were really good up there. I would definitely go back to the martini bar at the top. And I remember when I was there 10 years ago, I didn't really drink much. And I certainly didn't drink. I didn't even drink gin martinis until like 2 years ago. So I remember just eating the olives up there with everybody else. I'm like, I'll just have the olives.
Yeah.
And then this time I was like, oh no, I'm definitely going back to have a martini this time. So we're telling Ashley, I'm like...
The server there was great too.
Yeah, and we're telling Ashley, I'm like, I'm going to spend my... my plan was to spend my birthday up there in the evening, but that never happened.
Well, you didn't really seek it out either, though.
This didn't feel like the right time.
Yeah.
So...
Probably because George wasn't on board.
Yeah.
Sorry, George.
But I would definitely hit up the martini bar again.
Yeah.
And then we get back today, or last night, and there's so much laundry.
Oh, man.
And I'm
shoveled the walks. Well, my neighbor, thank you, Kenny, was shoveling our walks while we were away. So I got up, like, by no means early this morning, and after breakfast, and shoveled mine and his, and then the other neighbors.
So you've been shoveling for a month? Because yeah. They were in the Philippines for a month?
Yeah. I think they're home. I don't know. They're
great. Yeah,
they're wonderful people.
Yeah, they just...
Yeah, both sides, both neighbors, which is nice. This day and age, it's nice to have great neighbors.
Yeah, so I texted Tara today. I'm like, so much laundry. Where's my margarita? She's like, we can make it happen if you want. I'm like, tempting, but...
I know.
Pina coladas instead tonight.
Mm. Very happy with this. This is delicious.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
Just missing that Añejo Bacardi. We're on a mission. If anybody sees Añejo Bacardi,
yeah,
please.
It's a dark
bottle,
like an amber rum.
But if you see it,
oh, so good.
Let us know.
Smooth.
Or buy it, and we'll just pay you back.
Yeah, and by pay it back, we'll let you have some.
James will make you. We'll pay you, and then James will make you a pina colada.
Yeah.
He's,
I think I've almost perfected it.
Well, you gave Ashley and Leo the virgin ones in the summertime because she was pregnant, and Leo wasn't drinking either. And she's like, "You made her day."
Yeah,
you made her a summer.
Yeah, well.
So Ash, you can have a real one,
yeah,
and
real
Leo,
one.
You can have a real one.
Yeah.
Back deck patio.
Yeah. Right now we've got the Hana Bay rum.
Which is $9 from Hawaii. That's good, though.
It's delicious. It's actually delicious. And then the dark Bacardi.
That was, I think that's Four and Rose left that here.
Yeah.
From the housewarming.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So, yeah, it was 27, 29, 30, 31 degrees. And
now this.
Today, minus 21. So we went out for dinner.
Had soup.
Yeah, went to our favorite pho restaurant.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And?
Kids are a little sleepover for them because they were in separate rooms for the whole week. So last night they were in separate rooms. They crashed so fast last night. It was like a kiss on the forehead, kiss on the cheek, and then if I would have gone back in the room...
I did go back.
15 seconds later, they were out.
But they're having a sleepover tonight.
They're having a sleepover tonight in Amelia's room.
No school this week.
No.
And I'm back to work tomorrow.
Me too.
No, you're not.
Oh, tomorrow's Monday. Negative.
Red eye for me.
Sleep in again.
I'm back to the grind for you on Tuesday.
Yeah, like I got a full week after that.
Well, you know, you got to pay the paper, right?
It's true.
Win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's our Mexican excursion. If you're trying to text me and I don't respond to you, my phone is still not liking being, I don't know, back in Canada.
Yeah.
Or it keeps losing its data. I can't text or talk on the phone. Can't even make a phone call. Sporadically, it works.
Turns on, turns off. Turns on, turns off.
Figure that out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't really want a new phone, but I guess if I have to, I have to.
It's true. You kind of need one.
I'm going to plead my case to Bell and see.
Yeah.
My husband was saving our daughter.
Yeah.
Some compassion.
Yeah.
Would you rather me do? Save my phone and let my child die?
Yeah. I mean,
do you want that on your conscience?
Come on.
Do you?
Yeah. Would you?
I don't think you do.
No, you wouldn't.
So I'll let you guys know my next podcast what I'm podcasting on.
Yeah. So
this phone or a new phone or...
I mean, Bell.
I don't know.
I feel like we did the right thing. What any parent would do.
What would Jesus do? I don't know. I just feel like the right thing.
That was... Oh, Sherry. Well, on that note...
Blame it all on my roots. Where was that song?
I don't see lyrics. You say one word, and the next thing you know, you're just finishing off like a...
I know, music. A sequence of songs.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for joining me in the podcast. I mean, nobody else would really know what happened besides you, so...
Yeah, it's true. It would have been weird for... I would have been like, in the background trying to add stories, so...
Mo would be like, I don't know, what did you do?
Yeah, James, what did you do? And Mo, I'm going to add you as a friend on Facebook. I like to wait, 3 days just to, so I don't seem desperate. So, just being honest.
She's in Vegas right now. She doesn't care.
Okay. Well, when you hear this, Mo, just know that I would have liked to have, agreed to it right away, but.
Cheers. Cheers to Mo.
Mo.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.